non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Kristen Agopian Show. Shout outs from everybody here in Studio B as we connect with our syndicated stations coast to coast via the Biz Talk Radio Network. Greetings to you all. Huge thanks to all of you for your Facebook feedback, your LinkedIn feedback, the texts, the emails. Last week was so much fun, especially, you know who you are, Mitchell Meeks and Kathy Tarver, super fans listening in from the Super Talk Mississippi Network. Hello to all. This week's show is brought to you by our caring sponsors at National Treatment Centers. Guys, I want to bend your ear for just a second before we get into the show, because I'm hearing from people coast to coast, and here's the facts. Everybody knows a family that is fighting the effects of today's substance abuse epidemic. Maybe it's your family tree that's battling it, or it's someone you love, someone you care about. If that's the case, you are the ones in control, guys. Pick up the phone and get the ball rolling on kicking that problem right where it lives by calling the professionals at 800-287-7891. Take that number down, guys. 800-287-7891. That number is going to be on our website as well at brilliantfrugalliving.com. Make it happen, guys, and help the ones you love put that chapter behind them where it belongs. Sitting here, coffee in hand, it is officially November, but I'm telling you what, here in Philadelphia, in this area, 70 degrees this past Thursday. I'm loving it. It's all good. So I'm raising my warm mug up to the weather gods in thanks for their fabulous weather here, and I'm hearing pretty decent weather. We're hearing from our listeners in Texas and California and, you know, in Portland, Oregon. I mean, the weather's not half bad. I'll take it for November. Not bad at all. So, okay, we got Halloween in the rearview mirror. All right, all the candy is well half off right now. Costumes out there half off. We got a lot of Facebook feedback from the costume my husband wore. He was he dressed up. It was one of those inflatable ones. Those things crack me up, where he was dressed up as an alien carrying, in a way, you know, a human being, where my husband was the human being, and the way it's all rigged up, it looked like an alien was carrying him away. Freaking hysterical. We got tons of feedback on that. Loved all of the various stories of you out there who did your costumes for less. Love it. Pack them away carefully. They're waiting for next year as well to give them to a friend or use them again, whatever. But most importantly, that Halloween candy is half off. So go out there and make me proud. In all seriousness, though, you guys, I've got to lose some serious weight before Thanksgiving. I mean, my God. I feel fantastic. I feel like $1 million, but it's time to drop a couple. And I'm hearing great feedback. I mentioned this on last week's show, too. A lot of great ideas for doing that. So let's all keep kind of quiet tabs on each other, shall we? Keep each other, you know, on the QT, but keep ourselves a little more in line, a little more disciplined, knowing that we've got listeners listening. It's all good. Here's what we have to do. This is what today's show is all about. We're doing kind of a mixed bag hodgepodge here because the emails I got from people, we talked about people want to start talking about the holidays, which I love. You know, I love talking about holidays. I love talking about, you know, the kids are back in school. We're talking about getting, you know, the house prepped for the fall, that kind of thing. Today, from all the emails I'm getting, here's what we're going to do. The best ways to save money this fall. Yes, it was nearly 70 degrees here in Philadelphia, but it is officially fall. It's November. In no particular order, here's what you want to be doing to save some serious cash now that we are in November. In no particular order. Here we go. Oh, yeah, this is big. I want you guys to put yourselves and tell the people you love, put yourselves on kind of a moratorium when it comes to the expensive fruits and vegetables. Yeah, we love our cherries and the strawberries and the blueberries and all the exotic vegetables out there. It's November. act like it when you go to the grocery store. Go, you know, load up on the apples. The apples are first rate. They're crispy and they're sweet and they're amazing. And the oranges are fantastic out there. You've got squash and great vegetables. You're always going to have lettuce ready to go. Enough with the spending hundreds of dollars a month. You should see my emails. I'm not kidding you guys. Hundreds of dollars a month on these more, I'm going to use the word exotic because, you know, strawberries don't belong in a lot of areas in the U.S. come November. If you've got them in your area, they're expensive because it takes a while to get them where they're going. Okay, so just kind of hush up on the whole expensive. I mean, I'm hearing from people who want to still have, you know, cantaloupes in November. The planet doesn't work like that. It just doesn't. Go with the apples, go with the oranges, go with the bananas, go with all of the big three. You know, you've got the vegetables out there that, you know, we kind of want to make sure we have on our table just to look like we're, you know, providing some decent meals. But when it comes to the fruits out there, stick to the apples, the bananas, and, you know, some oranges out there, some pears. Keep it to the basics. Try to keep it to less than $1 a pound, $1.25 a pound if you can. You're going to see a huge difference in your pocketbook come the end of the month. Next up, start checking out the fall sales. I'm of a mixed mind when it comes to it being like, you know, 1 minute past midnight on November 1st and now everything is in the holiday mindset. You know that I'm a total mush when it comes to holidays. I love it. I would honestly love to start the holiday music now. And let's face it, it has holiday, you know, Hallmark channels, the Hallmark channel, you turn it on, you think it's December 23rd. I mean, they are way in the zone right now. But when it comes to the holidays coming up, start checking out the fall sales when it comes to the holidays, okay? You know what you're going to be doing for the holidays. You've been doing this for a while now. Do you need decor for your house? Start checking out the local Goodwill. Start checking out the local dollar stores. Believe it or not, they have it. Get a lot of your stuff done in November when it comes to your decorating. If you're going to go hog wild cray, make it start happening now so you're not in some mad, crazy rush come December. And here's the thing I want you to start thinking about. Start thinking about, imagine this feeling, guys. Just stick with me for a second. Imagine it being 1 month from now, the first week of December, rather than, you know, what we have right now, the first week in November. Imagine it being the first week in December when we are full hog wild in the holiday season and you have all of your gift giving done. Think about having all of your gift giving done by that week in December where you can sit back and relax. And I'm not saying, you know, sneer at those who are going absolutely crazy trying to get everything done, because we're not the sneering type. You can quietly think to yourself, man, I'm glad I'm not them, but we don't sneer. But I want you to honestly, seriously think what kind of impact it would have on your well-being come the crazy month of December if you had every one of your gifts purchased, even, dare I say it, wrapped, ready to go by that first week in December. Think about that. You know what the people you love are going to want for the holidays, all right? Think about, is it clothes? Is it jewelry? Is it books? Is it shoes? Is it games? Is it gadgets? Is it movies that are out? They have, believe it or not, think about this for a second. Your local stores have arranged it so that they will have all of this ready to go and on the shelves. There's nothing new coming out in the gaming section that last week in December. It's all coming out in November because they all want your money. Think about getting all of your holiday shopping done in November. Check out the fall sales, the home decor, the seasonal items right now. And believe it or not, this is all way before Black Friday. You guys know. I mean, I'm rolling my eyes. You can hear me rolling my eyes right now, right? Black Friday is a joke because Black Friday has now become Black Thursday. There are some stores that want to talk about doing stuff, you know, the week of Thanksgiving, meaning code, before Thanksgiving even starts. We are right now in the before Thanksgiving even starts mode. Think about getting all this holiday shopping done. I've done it. I cannot begin to tell you how phenomenal it feels. You're going to get a couple of, you know, funny looks when you start doing this. What are you doing this weekend? Oh, I'm getting my holiday shopping done. And it's not even Thanksgiving. However, a couple of, you know, a couple of weeks down the road, when all of your friends and family and neighbors and loved ones are, their hair's on fire because they're trying to get everything done. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing like the feeling of having it done all over it. Fantastic stuff. Before, say, even the first week of December. So start getting on that. Next up, this is the time to start visiting the resale shops. They're calling them resale shops. This is one of our listeners who are sending this in. They mean the local Goodwill, the local Habitat for Humanity home store. Here's why. because not only do you have a ton of Halloween stuff that's out there right now, and I'm talking costumes that were already really, really, you know, marked down even more, you'll probably only get those for about another week in the stores that still have them. But here's the best part. Over this week and the next week, tons and tons of holiday stuff coming out now. Beautiful, amazing stuff. The decor, you've got China coming out. You've got all kinds of, you know, the great lawn sculptures, all that stuff going on. Make it happen. Start your shopping right now. And here's what you're supposed to be keeping an eye out for. This is according to many, many professional shoppers out there. And I can back some of these up. Right now is your best time to start getting some serious deals on not only clothing, home decor, and seasonal items right now, way before Black Friday again, because they're trying to clear out some of their shelves in getting ready for their next winter line of merchandise, whatever it is. This is apparently a real sweet spot in the merchandise arena where you can go in and the sales are everywhere. I got to be honest with you. I'm not paying enough attention to when these sales are, because usually whenever I go into a store, I'm late for something already. I'm not paying a lot of attention to what's seasonally on the shelves right now. But apparently during this sweet spot month of November, we're past Halloween, so no one's spending a ton for Halloween anymore. We're all getting ramped up for Thanksgiving. We all have so much to be thankful for, but let's face it, in our honest, you know, heart of hearts, we're all ramping up for the holidays. It's kind of a forgotten season when it comes to certain stuff. Get in there and start doing your shopping right now, because the retailers, you know, they all know, they're actually mentally prepping for a somewhat quietish November. They're waiting for the big, huge crunch in December. Put that to your advantage by getting all of your holiday shopping done in November. The stores are going to be far less cray. The shopping personnel are going to be far less cray. The prices are going to be better. The weather is probably going to be better. Everybody's mentality and your pocketbooks and your patience and your sleep patterns. I mean, let's face it, everything's going to be better during the month of November. And apparently the prices are looking great for that too. What? All right, we got to wrap this up. Your first segment absolutely flew. Best part, guys, after the break, Johan Norberg, back by popular demand, talking about his latest documentary, Sweden Back from the Brink. It's not some hokey-dokey thing, guys. This is a fabulous lesson on how progressivism almost ruined a country, but switching the gears on it, going back towards a more capitalistic mentality, made it the fourth most prosperous nation in the world. Right after this.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day, 10 an hour, 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
BizTalk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com. Or you can send us comments via the BizTalk Radio app.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show, and back by popular demand. I love this guest, Johan Norberg, joining us from a very busy schedule to talk about his latest projects, including his latest documentary, Sweden, Lessons for America. I've been looking so forward to this. Johan, welcome. How are you doing?
Thank you, Kristen. Great to talk to you again. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, I'm kind of whiny because the weather's starting to turn. I mean, I love the colors. I love the seasons. But no. Just went way too fast from summer to winter. Beyond that, things are fabulous. What's it looking like in your neck of the woods?
Well, yeah, you shouldn't complain. You're not in Sweden. It's quite chilly, what have you.
Exactly. And I'm predominantly Norwegian. And then I was raised in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Don't ask me where my DNA just suddenly betrayed me. And now I have to have it 80 degrees at the lowest. But there, that's a story for another day. You have got an amazing project that you are wrapping up here. And there are so many lessons that we can pull from it. All about Sweden. All these various decisions and decision makers in Sweden pulled Sweden back from the brink. I'm going to let you jump right into this. It's a very revealing look at how Sweden, inflationary problems, government regulation problems, came back literally from the brink, according to a lot of economists, and eventually became the fourth most prosperous nation in the world. There are so many lessons we can pull from your documentary. Tell us a little bit about Sweden's history, if you will, and how it came to be in that kind of a financial downturn. What was the cause, in your opinion?
Yeah, it is so relevant to the American discussion about various economic and political systems, because you often hear that from people. We should be more like Sweden. We should be more like Scandinavia and the U.S. And what they refer to is a Sweden that doesn't exist anymore. They're talking about Sweden in 1975, basically. At that time, we experimented with the popular ideas of the day. So we taxed and spent heavily. We regulated the economy. The public spending doubled in just 15 years or so. The idea was to redistribute all the wealth that Sweden already had. We were one of the richest countries on the planet, so now we thought, let's just redistribute it. Hand money over to the politicians and they'll find good use for it. The problem was that it didn't work out according to the intent, to say the least. This was the moment in time when Sweden began to lag behind other countries dramatically. We didn't create a single net job in the private sector for 30 years. We didn't create any of the companies that we needed for exports, revenue, and so on. And a lot of the great businesses that you're so familiar with, like IKEA and so on, they left Sweden They left because the economy was drowning in taxes and in regulation. And it all ended in a terrible economic crisis in the early 1990s after a debt and inflation-fueled boom. And then even the Social Democrats said that this is enough. We have to dismantle this. The Social Democratic Minister of Finance said that many of our policies have been absurd and even perverse. And then they and the center-right began to deregulate the economy, lower taxes, and get Sweden back on track.
I love that. And as an American, I'm getting all dreamy-eyed hearing your story about how the left and right work together in government. Tell me a story, Daddy. I love that story so much. But in all seriousness, you're talking about a government that saw the numbers, saw the facts, and didn't do a lot of finger-pointing. It looks like they just sat down and got it done. What do you feel was the catalyst for that? What do you consider to be the catalyst for getting this magnificent turnaround?
Well, in a way, I guess it's that old saying that the prospect of being hanged in the morning focuses your thoughts and your mind. You have to refocus on what's really important, and that's what happened. The crisis was so deep that we began to worry if any parts of the Swedish economy would survive, whether people would get any pensions, whether Sweden would even be allowed to borrow any money from other places. And for a moment in time, we even had a central bank interest rate at 500% to desperately,
wow.
Yes, you heard that right, 500% to desperately defend the Swedish currency. It wasn't really the time to begin to find excuses and stay true to an ideology that didn't work out, because Sweden would have collapsed. And that focused minds, and people sat down and began to come up with reforms, with liberalization, with social security reforms and other things that helped the Swedish economy.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Guys, I want you to take down this name, Sweden Lessons for America. It's cut up, Google it as well, find the best way to get your hands on it. When all of your research, when you were in the midst of all of this, you had information on both sides, and what stood out as one of the biggest reasons this turnaround came up? That we're talking about something in less than two generations' time going from nearly bust to becoming the world's fourth most prosperous nation. Those are, I don't think any of the leading economists would have thought it possible at the time, and Sweden proved every one of them wrong. When you go from tax laws that are so unhelpful to suddenly doing tax laws that are incredibly helpful, what do you feel was the best catalyst? Because so many other countries around the world are saying, hey, we're in deep trouble, but they're not doing what Sweden did. What lessons can other countries worldwide, regardless of backgrounds or leadership or whatever, what can they take from this? Is it the lesson that this too can be turned around, just give the people more power, give the small businesses the tools they need to grow the economy? What is the lesson you want taken away from this magnificent new documentary of yours?
One of them is that you have to have an adult conversation with the voters. And that's something,
yeah.
I know this is difficult, and I know that's hard, and perhaps election campaign season is not the time to do that. But you have to explain these things to them. It's impossible to keep unsustainable social security systems, for example, like the Swedish one. And I mean, there was pain involved, because people thought that they would get more in pensions than they got after the reforms. But when Swedish politicians actually sat down, and they even had old-style lecture formats on television showing the numbers, how it didn't add up, how the alternative to reform was no pension system at all and nothing at all. So that's why we needed to reform it. We needed to introduce individual accounts, for example. And they did this in many areas. Our public debt wasn't sustainable, and they talked about that. And that created some sort of opening for agreement that, yes, this will be hard, but in the long run, this will be necessary for our economy. And because what they did then, both the center-right and the center-left, was that they opened up and deregulated markets where we didn't know what to expect. But that liberalization turned out in, for example, telecoms and the energy sector, or generally the digital economy. People didn't expect any new companies or new jobs coming there. But when they opened it up, when they deregulated it and reduced taxes and allowed small companies to expand easier, then they suddenly prospered. They boomed. They created those new jobs and created this wealth. I mean, for 20 years with this socialist experiment, real wages were stagnant in Sweden. In the 20 years after the reforms, they increased by 70%.
I love it. Those are unbelievable, staggering numbers and such an amazing lesson for the rest of the world to follow. For all of our listeners out there, you can also stream this online at freetochoose.tv. Johan, I knew the time was going to fly. You've got an open mic anytime. Thank you for another amazing documentary. You do these so quickly. They are so magnificent to watch. What's on the horizon for you after you're taking a break at all? You're jumping right back into the next project.
I'm taking a little break. Actually writing about this quite a bit, because I think the Swedish example is quite interesting. And it's interesting also to see in the U.S. how Sweden is not really Sweden. Sweden is more like a projection. It's an interesting way to talk about American politics as well.
Yeah, so true. Guys, go out and watch it. Free to Choose TV, Sweden, Lessons for America. Johan, thank you so much. Come on back anytime. We love you.
Thank you. I'd love to come back soon.
And we'll be right back with Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate right after this.
Cheap and small, and not too steep.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now.
877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
The economy is booming. So how do you take advantage of the bullish market? Keep listening to Biz Talk Radio.
Online at biztalkradio.com.
And we are back with the Kristen Agopian Show. Half past the hour. You know what that means. Time for another fabulous episode of Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate. And I gotta do a shout out here. We do all of our recording together. Your studios, my studios. We have been invited to WNPV Studios in beautiful scenic Lansdale, PA. It's a new affiliate that we just picked up for the show. And we are in their recording studio right now. Lush, fabulous stuff. And the gentleman to my right, you can hear him doing all of his papers and all of his paperwork here. Dad, with all of his dad and daughter talk real estate stuff to inform us of all of the latest happenings in this past week. What do you think of the new dig, sir?
Well, we are definitely moving up in the world.
Yeah, very nice.
Moving up the world.
Good stuff.
Okay.
And yes, you came fully loaded with your usual dad and daughter information, right up to the minute stuff. What are the tea leaves telling you this week, sir?
Well, you know, if people are going to be listening to our show, we have an obligation to give them good information.
Absolutely.
And I really look upon my job as a realtor, Chrissy, of helping people to make the right decision when it comes to buying or selling a house.
Yes.
I've thought that ever since I got into the real estate business some 18 years ago in 2000. I know I don't look old enough to have been that business for, you know, corporate world for 37 years, military for 4.5 years, and now real estate for 18.
Cherry on top of it.
But folks, you got to give us a little the witty repartee.
That's a coffee talk.
And if you do have any questions about residential real estate, folks, just give us a shout out of that Dad and Daughter Talk Real Estate Hotline. Call or text too.
Absolutely, guys. 484-574-4088. Call or text anytime. You've got questions, and guess what? You're right to have questions because the information is changing on a daily basis. You want to know what the latest info is? Give Dad a call or a text. Make it happen. All good.
Yeah, that's right. You know, one of the things, Chrissy, I've been telling people for the last 5 years, basically, is that, you know, folks, now is the best time you're going to have for the rest of your home buying lifetime to either make that first home buy or to make that move up buy. For example, back in January of 2018, interest rates were around 4%.
Yep.
Now they're up around 4.8%.
And that makes a difference. People will look at it and say, oh, 4 to 4.8, that can't be, you know, that much of a big difference. When you're talking every month for 30 years, it does add up. So just be aware.
An increase of 1% in your principal and interest means an increase of 10% in your principal and interest payment.
That's big.
So 0.8% means
pretty close to that
increase in your principal and interest payment. So if you had a $1,000 principal and interest payment, now it's up to $1,080.
Yep.
And while that's not backbreaking, you know, $80 every month, nice dinner out for you and your wife or your significant other, et cetera, et cetera.
Some debt repayment, some retirement, whatever it is, it can be put elsewhere.
But now is still the best time we're going to have for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to make that first buy or to make that move up buy. And we'll give you some more facts about why that is true. You know, some people think, I need a 20% down payment. I don't have a good enough credit score.
That's
need a 780.
Big one. Hmm? That's a big one.
Getting approved for a mortgage is hard.
It's scary.
It's cheaper to rent and not pay for repairs. I don't have enough equity in my home to move.
I hear that from a lot of people.
Now, you may think one of the things that I used to believe many, many moons ago was cheaper to rent and not pay for repairs.
Sure, a lot of people think that.
And not pay the taxes until somebody told me so. Well, John, your landlord is making a profit off the apartment you rent.
That's right.
And he's paying for the repairs and he's paying for the taxes. Who do you think is paying him for the repairs and taxes?
And a profit on top of
it. And I went, duh. And that was shortly after that we bought our first house.
That's the way to do it.
Okay, but now the real straight skinny is 20% down payment. No, you don't need that. 70% of buyers put down under 20%. And last year, 2017, the median down payment, that means half the down payments were bigger than this, half the down payments were lower,
okay,
was 5%.
All right. That surprises me.
Yeah.
It really does.
Mm-hmm.
I would have thought it would have been substantially, but there's, and that's a double-edged sword, though. I think it's great news that people are able to get in for that small amount. You want to make sure it's people that are really fully intending to stay in it for the long term, you know, for better or for worse. And some people are going to drop out, obviously, but for the most part, I think that's really positive news. I'm happy to hear that.
It is. 3.5% Federal Housing Administration loans are available for 3.5%. Now, what that means is that you have to have 3.5% of your own money to qualify for an FHA
right.
loan. Okay. So 3.5% of $300,000, which is the price for a reasonably priced entry-level home these days.
Yep.
$10,000. Now, not too many of us have $10,000 just laying
around. You do.
But there are ways to put it together. You know, grants from friends or relatives say, Mom and Dad, could you bail me out one more time and I'll pay you back, you know, $1,000 a month for the next year, whatever it
sure.
is. But there are ways to put that together that are within the reach of most people. Now, the average credit score on approved loans was 727. You don't
okay.
need 780.
That's a good thing,
and
too.
And there are credit programs available that will get you a loan if you're down in the 650, 680 range.
They're everywhere.
And you don't have to be a credit superstar, Chrissy, as you probably know,
nope.
in order to get a loan, in order to get a credit score yeah. of 650 to 680.
And one of the biggest things you keep reminding people here with this is that all people from all stripes, all financial backgrounds, guys, every person's financial score out there is a little still bloodied and bruised with this past recession. We're clawing out of it, which is great. The numbers are superb. But your credit score is going to haunt you for just a while longer. And that happens. It's the way it is. Here's the best news that Dad keeps sharing with everybody. There is a way to get into the house that you're looking for, even if your credit score isn't where you want it right now, even if you don't have the down payment you're looking for right now. Don't let anything hold you back. Get yourself to the bank, which FYI needs you more than you need it, and mm-hmm. get the ball rolling on getting yourself into that house.
Yep, and then some people say, well, John, you know, I really don't want to buy a house until I get at least 20% down
yeah.
because then I have to pay that, you know, primary mortgage insurance, which is another $100, $125 a month. Folks, if you take a look at the equity buildup you're going to get in all probability from that house, paying an extra $115, $120 a month is a bargain.
There you go.
It is a bargain. For example, the price increases that are forecast for the next 5 years, if you buy a house that's worth, say, $300,000, give or take a little bit,
mm-hmm.
the National Association of Realtors and others are predicting that over the next 5 years, that house is going to increase in value by about $50,000.
Nice.
Which means you buy the house, you live there for 5 years, all you've done is enjoy a better standard of living than you had in the past.
Yep.
And you look at your net worth in 5 years and it's $50,000.
Yep.
Higher than it was.
And touching on something you talked about before, you're getting into this house for about 10 grand. So for an investment of 10 grand and you're paying down every month to live somewhere just as you were when you were renting, you're paying that same amount per month, probably less per month to live there in the house that you just bought. And a few years down the road, you're $50,000 richer for it. I mean, that's just extraordinary.
Yep. And let's just say, to make the math easy, that you have to pay PMI of $100 a month. And your buildup in equity over 5 years is going to be $50,000.
That's a lot. That's not chump change right there.
$100 a month, $1,200 a year.
Yep.
5 years would be $6,000.
And you might even be
now,
there longer than 5 years.
I would invest $6,000 to make $50,000.
Yeah.
Every day of the year. So, folks, now is the best time we're going to have for the rest of our home buying lifetimes to buy that first house or to make that move up buy. And you know what, guys? You are probably a lot better qualified than you think.
Yeah. And that's mm-hmm. the next thing. People are very modest. And people know the big bangs and bruises they've had with this recession, and it lingers. You know, that can smart. It leaves a mark. And when they think to themselves, you know, I'm not going to, you know, that's for other people. Other people can afford a house. I can't. My credit score is terrible. My credit card bills are through the roof. I've got, you know, loans out, this kind of thing. Yes, all of that is true. All of that is accurate. Your credit score may not be where you want it to be. Take an informal poll of the 10 people around you. See if any of them have a credit score where they want it to be right now. Chances are excellent. No. So when you go into the bank, again, go there respectfully. Fabulous, and you know, really excited for the future, but go in there with the full knowledge that they need you more than you need them, have a talk with them, see what they can do for you.
Absolutely. Now, another question I get is, well, you know, John, house prices have been going up a lot since, you know, we had the big bubble blow up in 2008 and then falling off a cliff to like 2011,
that was
2012.
Bad.
And for the last 6 or 7 years, prices have been skyrocketing up, and I'm afraid we're going to hit the peak and then drop off again.
You hear that from people.
Well, you know what, folks? I don't think that's going to be the case for a lot of reasons. Now, there are a number of organizations that predict what's going to be happening with home prices over the next several years.
Okay.
They do forecasts. Now, from my years in the corporate world, I learned one thing, that no matter what a forecast is, you only know one thing about it for sure, and that is that it's wrong.
Correct.
You don't know if it's wrong high, wrong low, wrong early, wrong late.
Exactly.
But it's always predicting the value of some economic function at some point in time.
Exactly.
And it's always going to be wrong.
I know.
But if everybody is predicting things in about the same direction, in about the same time, well, then you got a pretty good shot that what they're going to be predicting is coming out to be true. And there are 6 organizations that predict home prices in the United States.
Well, very good.
Organization called Pulsenomics.
Okay.
They get together, a group of over 100 market analysts every quarter, and update their home price expectation survey. Zelman & Associates, another financial consulting organization, does the same thing. Mortgage Bankers Association, name is self-explanatory. They are mortgage bankers.
Yep.
Freddie Mac, one of the big banks that is charged with keeping liquidity in the market, in the mortgage business.
Yep, them I've heard of.
National Association of Realtors, the trade association to which I belong.
That's another good one. And when you have all of these numbers put together, put that knowledge to good use, and then take a quiet moment, take 2 minutes to yourself, and ask yourself about your own personal situation. Are you feeling more secure in your job? Are you feeling more secure in your finances? Are you paying off these credit cards you thought would never get paid off, as maybe your income's gone up just a bit? Are all of the signs working in your favor? Look at the numbers and tell for yourself if now's the time to get into the market. Chances are excellent. It's a big fat yes.
Yep. Now, all of these 6 sources that I mentioned, you take a look at what they're predicting for real estate home price increases in 2018, and it varies from 4.8% to 6%, average of 5.6%.
Okay.
2019, it varies from 3.5% to 4.9%, average of 4.3%.
Okay.
2020, 2021, 2022, they're going down to 3.4, 2.6, 2.9%. So they are coming down, but they're all predicting the same direction, and they're predicting, hey, over the next 5 years, we're going to see a 25% increase. Best way in the world to build your net worth.
Good stuff.
And kiddo, I see we're about out of time.
That's
again.
It.
So, folks, thanks for listening.
We'll be right back, gang, right after this.
Cheap is small, and not too steep.
The following ad contains shocking material. Listener discretion is advised. Is someone in your family playing a dangerous game of Russian roulette? Over 43,000 people die a year from drug overdose. 120 people a day. 5 people every hour. 1 person every 12 minutes. 88,000 people die every year from alcohol abuse. Over 240 people a day. 10 an hour. 1 person every 6 minutes. Somebody you know may be next. Learn how to help someone you love get away from the drugs, alcohol, and bad influences. With the FMLA, people can take a leave of absence from their job and still keep it. Call now and learn how we can help you.
800-287-7891. 800-287-7891. That's 800-287-7891.
You like business content? I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizBot is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizbot.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson.
Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you are an entrepreneur, small business owner, wannabepreneur, or just looking to manage your assets, you found the right place. Biz Talk Radio.
And we are back with the Kristen Nagopian Show, talking about your best money moves for fall, for autumn. Things to do right now to save yourself some serious cash down the road. In no particular order, this is stuff coming in from all corners right now. I'm loving all this great advice. Some of it rings so true. In no particular order, this is something that grabbed me that I want to make sure it gets out there. Beware of scammers. You want to talk about somebody who can just rob you of some serious cash. The months leading up to the holidays, and I realize now this is true, are prime time for scammers. Think about how much spam, voicemail, email, phone calls you get. They all want your cash, and some of them are, for all of my cynicism and for all of my skepticism out there, some of them are, and you guys are just as skeptical and, you know, cynical and intelligent on this stuff as I am on this kind of thing, but they still sneak around the edges. And I tell you what, the holidays, there's no one sneakier than these scammers at this time of year. So be careful of any, you know what I'm talking about, any online promotions that look too good to be true. Start teaching your kids and your grandkids about this too. And here's the big thing. What they want, not only do they want your money, obviously, they want your personal information, because that's going to lead them to passwords and passcodes and financial information, and it's just going to be a nightmare, okay? So this time of year, especially, beware of the scammers. Good stuff. Next up, prep your home for fall. Guys, I got one thing to get you. Get yourself a caulk gun and start going around your entire house. The caulk that you put around your house, I don't care how clumsily you feel like you're doing it. I don't care how much you laugh while you're doing it, thinking this looks so unprofessional. Every time you pull out a caulk gun in your own house and start going after all of those many, multiple cracks and teeny tiny little openings in windows and around your door jams and everything else, get that caulk gun out, guys. Make it happen. There's something that, you know, I got to tell you something. When I see my husband walking around with the caulk gun, that is just, it's just absolutely attractive to me. Can I just put it that way? He's just so dang cute when he's doing it. And when I'm using a caulk gun, not only does it, you know, make the kids pretty impressed, but the husband's going to appreciate that too. So no matter what angle you're coming at this from, pulling out a caulk gun for fall, always a good idea. We talked about starting the holiday shopping now. Go out there and make it happen. We also talked about hitting the local dollar store. You're going to get sucked into every one of these really cool decorative themes wherever you go, guys. Get yourself to the dollar store. They have stepped up their game yet again this year with all of their various stuff they have with regards to stuff you can put together, gift baskets, the mugs and the coffee and the decor and the baskets themselves and the wrapping and everything else. Dollar stores, you're going to find them to be your best friend when it comes to putting together these little gifts for, say, secretaries or coworkers or neighbors that you don't quite know. You don't want to rip them off and not get them anything, but you have no idea what they like. So you put together one of these gift baskets with, you know, the mugs and everything else, because every human being with a set of thumbs is going to use a mug at some point or whatever. Doesn't matter if they do coffee or if they do tea or whatever else. But when you're thinking about these gifts and you want to be generous, you don't want to give them something they don't want to use, get yourself to the dollar store, guys. I'm telling you right now, if it's a new homeowner, you get yourself a basket there. You fill it up with all the various, you know, the home improvement stuff or little tchotchkes or batteries or who knows what, the home improvement things. They've got stuff for new parents. They've got stuff for students. They've got stuff for college students. Whoever it is on your list, they've got something there. You could put together a gift basket. That is the story for another day. How you could do, you know, we are going to do that. We're going to do a show sometime soon on how you can make gift baskets for just about every single genre of walking human being at your local Dollar Tree, your local dollar store. That's a beautiful idea. We're definitely doing that. Next up, we talked about prepping the home for fall. Here's the next thing. Find some free activities out there. It's hard to find a weekend, honest to God, no matter where you are, where there's not some type of free fall festival or special kind of, you know what I mean, a community event. So scour the internet for things to do. We're still going to have a couple of decent weather weekends out there, but don't feel like you have to go out there and spend a ton of money. That's simply not the case. Festivals are going to be everywhere. Go out there, get some fresh air, bring the family, enjoy yourself. It's all good. What's this next one here? Man, we literally need a full week of shows just for each one of these shows that we do here. I love this. Hey, this is a really good one. Okay, hear me out on this one. We want to save a little bit of money and not go absolutely hog cray spending-wise between now and the holidays. Think about reducing your nights out for the month of November only, okay? I mean, hitting the town's a great way to spend the weekend. It's fun. But staying home can not only be fun and relaxing, and you don't require getting all dressed up. Guys, you don't have to shave. Ladies, you don't have to pull out the mascara wand. Hanging out at home, and better yet, hang out at home with the people you love. It can be friends who, too, want to hang out with other people but not spend a lot of money. Have people over. Get a pitch in with your neighbors. Hang out next to your, you know, if you got a little campfire, a little bonfire, one of those little, you know, patio sets we talked about we've got out in our backyard. Keep it simple, all right? Pull out a whole bunch of snacks. Have, you know, if you have kids in the house, let them have a little sleepover at the same time. Think about just chilling a bit and charging your batteries a bit in November. I'm talking about preemptive, proactive work where you're not going to go and overspend, overplay, overeat, over whatever, and burn through all of your batteries, so to speak, over the month of November just to be exhausted by December, when you really have to kick it in. So here's just the recap what we're talking about here. It's November. It's the first blush of November. I want you to invest your November really well. I want you to get tons of sleep on the weekends. Don't go crazy. I want you to get a ton of your holiday shopping done in November. And see my earlier notes on the dollar store for all of the various gift baskets you're putting together. Think about, do not throw anything at your radio. I'm deadly serious here. Think long and hard about the stuff you make yourself. I mean, think about the sentimentality of things you can put together yourself how people are going to keep those a lot more than they're going to keep some, you know, piece of nothing that you bought last minute in a wild, frantic, wild-eyed scramble for gifts, okay? Start planning your November so that by the end of November, your house is ready to go. You got caulk in every screaming corner of your house. I'm deadly serious, man. You're going to save cash. You've got the vast majority, let's say 90% of your presents purchased. It's done. You've got your house ready to go. It's decorated, or you have all the decor that you want. You've got your wardrobe ready to go. You're feeling reasonably well rested. Just envision a November where that's going to be your reality. Say by the time you put your Thanksgiving turkey on the table or your honey baked ham, Mitchell Meeks, I know what you like. If you're talking about stuff we're doing for November, by the time you get your Thanksgiving turkey on the table, imagine having all of your gifts purchased. Your house is ready to go. You've got everything and you didn't overspend for it. And you know without a fact, try putting a money amount on the idea of having everything done by December 1st. Every package done, your house even decorated. You've got the meal planned out. You know where everybody's going to sleep for the holidays. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. It's all about making your life easier without overspending for it. And in the month of November, it's go time to get your house loaded with gifts for the people you love. Get the food ready to go and just organized. Get your house ready to go. A couple of last minute home repairs ready to go to save some serious cash. That's what I'm talking about. And until next week, save those pennies, pay with cash, and you all stay frugal out there.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.